Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. All this week, we're airing a series of special reports on Alzheimer's disease. In the very end stages of Alzheimer's, patients often end up dying from complications such as respiratory infections. Dr. Joan Tino is a professor at Brown University's medical school, and she published a recent study in which she concluded that many patients with advanced dementia get, in her words, slammed around the healthcare system. For example, she says they're often transferred between nursing homes and hospitals in the last days of their lives.
Hospitalizations in these patients with this advanced degree of dementia are really difficult for these patients. They don't understand what's happening to them, and they get the stress relocation, they develop agitation, then they get medications to treat that agitation, and actually their health outcomes are worse.
You made a reference to simple infections that could be cared for in a nursing home. You're talking about things like urinary tract infections.
Pneumonia. 86% of them will develop a problem with eating. They end up choking on their food. One half of these people develop an aspiration pneumonia. The best available evidence suggests that you can treat that pneumonia safely in the nursing home.
You've also found, particularly when it comes to patients who have such advanced Alzheimer's that they can't swallow and can't eat, that feeding tubes are inserted. And your view, it seems, is that is often not the best thing for the patient.
What I want the families to realize is that a feeding tube is not without risk. Often, when you put a feeding tube into people with advanced dementia, you end up needing to have to restrain them to prevent them from pulling out a feeding tube or giving medicines to calm them down. The restraining or giving those medicines to calm them down can result in other medical conditions which are detrimental to their health, like bed sores. Rather, what we recommend is to assiduously try to hand feed that patient, to encourage them to eat, and if they're unable to eat and unable to maintain their nutrition, to consider a referral to hospice.
In your research, you found that often Alzheimer's patients at a very advanced state, patients who ultimately only have a few days left to live, end up being transferred back and forth between hospitals and nursing homes. Why is that happening if your research shows that it has such a detrimental effect on them?
First, there's a failure of that nursing home to talk about what the goals of care are and to make a plan that is based on the patient's goals and values. Second, there's really perverse incentives in Medicare and Medicaid right now. If you get sick enough to go into the hospital, you will get reimbursed with Medicare, which is about 4 to 5 times the Medicaid payment. And for many nursing homes, that incentive is so powerful that they will send that patient into the hospital and then have them come back after 3 days to get that higher Medicare payment rate. My concern is that this financial incentive is resulting in poor outcomes.
What is your advice then for people who have Alzheimer's or family members of people who have Alzheimer's and don't want to find themselves in these situations?
For those of us who are faced with a future that might include dementia, one of the things to do is to complete a written advance directive and state what your wishes are. For family members who are taking care of patients with this degree of dementia, to really reflect on what the patient's goals and values are. And if the answer is that these hospitalizations are not consistent with the patient's wishes and goals, talk to your physician or your nurse practitioner at the nursing home and ask for an order to do not hospitalize unless for the comfort of the patient.
Dr. Tino, thank you for talking with WBUR.
Thank you, Sasha.
Dr. Joan Tino is a professor at Brown University who specializes in end-of-life care.